Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard, and shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty.
Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction, the podcast where we write fan fiction based on audience suggestion. I'm your host, Zeddy Amanda, and to my left is...
To your left? We can't go out of order.
Yeah, we can. Oh. You do it first.
Wow, okay. This feels weird. I'm your step-zaddy, Kirsten King.
And I'm your co-zaddy, Ashley Perez.
Did you do step-zaddy voice for the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just laughed in such a way that it hurt my neck.
Oh, no.
You laughed or I laughed?
I did.
Oh.
I, like, jerked my neck when you did that. Anyway, I'm an old person.
Anyway, and Amanda needs to go to the chiropractor.
For sure. Great. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome. We're here today on this earth.
The year of our Lord.
Honestly, I don't...
Janelle Monae.
I'm fucking tired.
We're tired.
Though.
We all went to a writer's retreat this weekend, and now we're tired.
And I'm also just, like, tired given the current political climate. Like,
oh, you're, like, sick and tired.
Yeah.
I think we are.
This bullshit.
Yeah. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit.
Although I do have to say, being sick and tired of this bullshit has helped me to block a lot of people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've been blocking a lot of people, too. And also, I signed up for Krav Maga.
Yeah.
So I could
kick ass.
Yeah, because I'm really sick of feeling scared when I walk down the street, and now I want to feel angry and I want to feel like I can kick people's ass.
Here's some good news. After Taylor Swift posted her thing, 54,000 people registered to vote.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you for listening, Taylor Swift. You're one of our new listeners.
Also, wow, so we great. Hope you guys all get out there and register to vote and
go to vote.org
and do your civic duty and also do your research on candidates and find out who's voting against, you know, our basic human rights to exist as queer people and maybe vote against those people.
And you know, your just friends with you too.
Yeah. Yeah, bring your friends.
It's time for the bi-weekly shout out. And this week I wanted to shout out Stacy, who tweeted at Queer as Fic on Twitter, and they said that listening to Queer as Fic reminded them that there's still good humans in the world spreading love and inclusivity. So much love for these awesome ladies.
Aww.
So we love you too, Stacy. Thanks for tweeting at us.
Thanks,
Stacy.
We like
when people tweeted us nice things.
I was going to make a Stacy's mom joke, but I'm
Me
not
too.
Going to.
Me too.
Out of respect for Stacy.
Just thanks to your mom for making you. That's all we have to say. And now, for what you've been waiting for many weeks, a fanfic about the three of us.
Sure is. Cool. As always, we will be reading ourselves.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So who submitted this one?
So Megan submitted this one. There is no title.
And she did it in a tight 15. She abided by our rules.
Wrote in a tight 15. She said that she doesn't write fanfic a lot, but she wrote this for us.
Thank you.
I'll read the rest of it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to read in our own voices.
Yes.
So this is not me screaming. This is my character screaming. Ah, guys, guys, guys.
Kirsten yelled from Amanda's bathroom down the hall. Ashley rolled her eyes, turning to look at Amanda over her shoulder from the desk.
Do we even want to...
Before she could even finish her sentence, Kirsten had burst through the bathroom door, ran down the short hall, and skidded into Amanda's bedroom. She looked breathless, her jeans unbuttoned, the front of her shirt awkwardly and unintentionally tucked into her tomboy ex boy shorts.
Use a code queerfic, is that what it is?
I think it's...
For 15% off? Yeah.
This was not written as part of our ad. Clearly, whatever news she had couldn't wait to be shared. Amanda stifled a nervous laugh as Kirsten jumped onto the bed where she had been prepping for the next week's podcast. Oh, that's so
you
cute.
You prepped or Kirsten prepped?
I don't know. It's cute
think
that
it
they think
you.
we prep.
Kirsten hey, preps. I do prep.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. Praying that her cheeks were not as red as they felt.
Ooh.
That underwear looks as good on her body as it does on her... What?
Whoa, not on her body.
Oh, I didn't read that. I was
so is
like,
that sexualizing the tomboy X or your body? I guess both.
Think both.
This is becoming an ad. That underwear looks as good on her body as it does not on her body, Amanda thought. Oh, crap. Not like not on her body as in off of her body. Like, I'd like to take it off of her. I mean, it looks like good underwear. And Kristen looks good in anything with or without underwear.
Oh, my God.
She tried desperately
to... I think you've become Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, you have become Anna Kendrick.
You're Blake Lively in this situation.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She tried desperately to avoid watching as Kristen pulled her shirt out of her waistband and wriggled her jeans up to be buttoned. Shit, Holland, get it together. Just make a joke. Play it cool. You joke about this underwear all the time. Just say something.
You are 100% Anna Kendrick.
Oh, thank you, guys. That's quite a compliment. Be my friend, Anna Kendrick. Yeah, we get it. We're excited about Tomboy X, too, Amanda said with a chuckle. Kristen was smiling, buzzing with excitement. Smooth, Holland. A good one. Oh, and that underwear looks just as good on you as it would off of you, Amanda continued, a bit softer. Oh, I didn't say it softer. I said it outright.
Wait. Whoa, what in the... What?
Ashley stuttered, whipping around in the desk chair, only to see a horrified expression on Amanda's face. Shit. Nope. Opposite of cool, Holland. You dummy, why did you keep talking? How could you say that out loud? Those are your in-your-head thoughts only.
Guys, holy crap. Guys.
Kristen said, oblivious to the exchange going on around her.
It happened.
Did you get your period?
Did I finally get my period? Because I did just get my period.
Kristen, tell us what happened. Amanda rushed out.
Am I in this fic? What's happening?
You are. You had a line.
Horrified. You're horrified and I'm tucking my shirt into my underwear.
Kristen, tell us what happened. Amanda rushed out, thankful that Kristen didn't notice her follow-up comment in all of the excitement.
Yes, Kristen, please. Do tell us what happened.
Ashley said, putting her phone down slowly, staring directly at Amanda, not missing her awkward glances around the room.
Guys, the Twitter, I got an alert. She follows us and tweeted it about us. And
Whoa!
She retweeted our last episode announcement and said...
Kristen picked up her phone to read.
And I quote, "This podcast is hilarious and I stand them right back."
Wow, I have like feels...
Wow, that would be a dream scenario.
I want it to happen.
What?
What?
Both Ashley and Amanda yelled in unison. Ashley immediately picked up her phone to check her feed. Amanda leaned over Kristen's phone to see the tweet for herself, heart racing at the idea of Anne tweeting them, but also at being this close to Kristen. Kristen looked up at Amanda before she hopped off the bed. Are you okay?
Ashley's just cracking up. Because Ashley's next to me, so, you know.
Ashley, Amanda, they're pretty much synonymous. All right, Kristen looked up at Amanda before she hopped off the bed, making her way out to the kitchen.
We need celebratory martinis. And you know,
she said slyly,
maybe later tonight we can find out just how good these underwear look off me.
With a wink, she walked out of the room.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're just, Ashley's just holding herself on the couch.
That was
right
good.
Now.
I think I love the most that Anne tweeted at us. And also, I love that like subtle Tomboy X promo, just to clarify, this is not part of our ad.
Although it should be, frankly, count as our ad for the week.
Yeah,
wow. I think when we started this podcast, we weren't as good of friends, and now we're really good friends. And
we have to be to get through those.
Well, and now it makes it a lot more awkward to hear about everyone in their underwear. Are you wearing your Tomboy X underwear right now?
No, I'm wearing my period underwear because I have my period.
Real talk.
Okay, that's what I needed to snap me back into reality.
Real talk.
Just talk about period underwear.
I think that because we're so close, I'm able to, like, really separate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, able to just, like, that's not me.
You mean I don't? I'm just, like, so frazzled at the fact that I tucked my shirt into my underwear. That's the part I couldn't get past.
I think...
Though I did walk around Echo Park with my fly unzipped today.
So there is some truth in this, is what you're saying.
That was a good fic. Wow.
That was
I'm
great.
Blushing. I think because I was the observer both in the story and
yeah,
in,
you were truly horrified in the story
and
outside.
Also
yeah.
IRL.
Yeah. I like that I picked up on Amanda just watching you and was like, dude, chill out. That's actually actually exactly what I would do. I would like look at you like, and relax. Eye you and then make the situation more awkward.
I think that at the end of this, if any casting directors want to hire me as Anna Kendrick's sister or girlfriend,
and if anyone would like to hire me as Blake Lively's sister or also girlfriend, I will also do that. I will take that hit.
But also, I just want to be Anna Kendrick's friend as well. So if anybody wants to hire me for that role.
Anna Kendrick does.
So thanks so much, Megan, for submitting that amazing.
And thanks for doing it in a tight 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love a tight 15.
Speaking of that amazing fanfic featuring my underwear, this really actually segues like so scarily good into the next ad that I
You really got us out of a jam, Megan, by doing that.
You did.
Thanks so much.
Megan is just me.
That's your middle name? Oh, did you do funny. This? Okay, but that's really creepy if that's the fic that you're writing about staring at Kirsten's underwear.
But speaking of underwear, you guys know I really do stan Tomboy X. Ashley, Amanda, and I have all received it, and we really, it's just so freaking comfy. And
I don't even know what fabric it's made of. It's soft.
Perfect. It's like a mix of spandex and cotton, and it's just like really forms to your body. And the best part is, like, regardless of where you fall on the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody can feel comfortable in.
It could be your period underwear.
Period underwear that feels kind of like a waist because it's so good.
It's very sexy, but it's also comfy.
I think that what's nice about it is you don't feel like, we talk about a lot feeling like we're switching between mask and femme, and I feel like Tomboy X is like a nice middle ground where I feel like I'm still feminine, but like I have like a little bit of a masculine edge.
Also, you can buy it in different patterns. Like, I have one that's just cats that's more, like, fun for me. And there's, like, a sexy, like, black version of it, too.
Also fun for you.
That's also fun for me in a different way. Yeah.
So, if you guys want to try out Tomboy X, go to tomboyx.com/queerfiction and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Queer's Fiction listeners get an extra 15% off with the code QUEERFICTION. Again, the code is QUEERFICTION for an extra 15% off. So, like I did in that fanfic we read before, ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/queerfiction. That was like really weird how well that fanfic worked in.
Yeah.
It's because I wrote it. I spelled Megan slightly differently just to throw you guys
They'll
off.
Never know.
Is this how you come out as having a crush on Kirsten?
Yes.
through a secret fanfiction submitted to your own email that you chose.
It's bold.
That would be really...
I don't know, guys. I guess I found this fanfiction.
We do have one fanfic today.
I guess we'll go with this one.
I'm like, wait, why am I not in this one?
Oh, that's funny. So for the... God, I have to get away from talking about my underwear. It's too much. Okay, so for this week's fanfiction, I tweeted out at you guys at our Queer as Fiction Twitter, which is at Queer as Fic if you don't already follow us. So this week's theme options were Hayley Kiyoko, Taylor Swift, because she got politically active, which I love, Jessica Chastain for Amanda. And then I just threw in something.
For me. It's for all of us.
It's for you. It's primarily for you, though I would love to do a Molly's Game fic at some point. Oh, the last one was something fall or cozy, which is really general, but I just thought like a cozy theme could be cute.
Oh, why don't we mix the top two? Because that was in second place.
Hayley Kiyoko and something fall/cozy.
So
one.
Kiyoko in the fall.
But we should keep in mind that we will have an episode coming up.
We'll have
out
a Halloween
day before,
episode.
Day before Halloween.
Oh. That's our next week.
But Halloween and fall/cozy are
different. Different.
One
different.
Is much sexier and the other one's very cozy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wasn't sure. I thought you were going to say one is much sexier and the other one is Halloween.
For me, that's true. I've generally been things like an Eminem.
Wait, yeah, I don't know which one is much sexier because Halloween's sexier. To me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you know Halloween?
Amanda is
Come on,
Katie
Amanda.
In Mean Girls and just shows up in a...
I think a sweater and a nice scarf is very sexy.
You were Janet last year, so that makes sense.
Oh, you mean it's sex? I actually find it sexier when people are in layers, too.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. I'm into like a good pea coat on someone looks really nice.
That's what I'm talking
More
about.
More than like, here's all my skin.
Fall clothing is sexy.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here, folks. I can't speak. I'm so tired. And I'm on my period and I'm drinking coffee at 7 at night. But you heard it here first. Fall clothing is sexy.
So what are we doing? Are we doing Kyoko Cozy? Kyozy?
Hey. Yeah, let's do some cozy Kyoko fic.
Cool. This won't be at all awkward as I met Haley Kyoko last week. So
humble brag. What the motherfucking.
She's very nice. By now you've all seen the video where she surprises the old lesbians.
By now you all
have. By now
if just in case you haven't seen it, it's on Into.
Amanda works there sometimes.
Go to YouTube channel Into and watch Haley Kyoko surprising old lesbians.
Amanda made that video.
Yes.
Now you've all seen it, so there's
no need because everyone's seen it.
There's no point in telling you because you've already seen it.
So who are you guys going to do? Do we get to pick our Kyoko pairings?
Do we do Kyoko and somebody from her video, or do we do Kyoko and...
No, I think we should do Kyoko and someone else.
I'm going to do Kyoko in Target buying fall candles with a stranger.
I was like, with the candles?
In mind, she is sexually attracted to Yankee candles.
I don't know. What's more fall than that?
No, I love that.
Than buying candles.
I love that.
Why was that so aggressive? Signs up for Krav Maga once. What's more fall than that? It's supposed to be cozy, okay? It's supposed to be aggressive fall.
Do you think the Target lighting's too fluorescent to be cozy?
We're actually not going to write fanfic. We're just going to listen to Kirsten think stuff.
I need to
drinking think. And thinking with Kirsten King.
I need to think about it.
All right, so I'm going to do... Haley Kyoko and Kehlani carving pumpkins while watching scary movies.
Nice.
I'm going to do Haley Kyoko and Taylor Swift in a corn maze.
And I'm going to do...
Not a scary one. Just a normal fall maze.
Mine sounds so not sexy.
No, do it. Do it.
You have to do it.
It's going
to
be my biggest challenge yet. I'm going to do Haley Kyoko and a random person in Target.
Can the random person... Be you. We're going to read it as you.
You know, you guys, I want you to be able to insert yourself into this story.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
that's very generous of you.
Imagine yourself in this Target with Haley Kyoko.
Oh, so you can write it in first person this time then.
Oh, as the person.
Yeah.
And not Kyoko?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll write it in first person.
Great. All right. So we're going to take a tight 15 and come back with some Kyoko.
Cozy. Kyozo? What was it?
Is
Kyozy?
And now I'm like, is it gyoza or? I'm just hungry. Okay. All right.
We'll be back.
Bye.
And we're back. I think that was actually pretty close to 15.
Yeah, that was as tight to 15 as we ever have done.
I think it was the music that helped us.
Okay. All right.
Listen to some cozy fall music.
Yeah, it was a playlist called "Your Favorite Coffee House." Would Spotify. Recommend.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Cool. All right. So here's my bit about Haley Kyoko. Here's my fanfic.
Your bit.
If you will.
Start doing your type
you
five
start doing
comedy
stand up.
Here's the thing about Haley Kyoko.
Kyoko, I barely know her. I'm so sorry.
That didn't even make sense. Okay. I have Haley and Kehlani carving pumpkins together. Haley Kyoko stared at her blank pumpkin. It was a blank slate ready for any expression. Carving pumpkins was her favorite fall activity, and she couldn't wait to get her hands inside it. But not in a weird way. While Haley was lost in thought, a knife came down swiftly onto the pumpkin, Whoa. Stabbing the top and freaking her out. Gotcha, Kehlani laughed. She jumped down onto the bed next to Haley. So what are we carving? Oh, your pumpkin is over there. No, I want to carve this one. Kehlani smiled. Oh, okay, yeah, I can go grab the one over there. Haley went to get up, but Kehlani stopped her. No, I want to carve this one with you.
Ooh,
hot. It is like ghosts.
Haley hadn't seen Kehlani be this forward before. I mean, she had seen her act like this with other girls and guys, but never with her. Just want to make sure we all get that Kehlani.
That bisexual. Yeah. Thanks for the bi shout-out.
Yeah. Okay, I could be into this. Turn on the swag, Kyoko, Haley thought. Want to watch Hocus Pocus? Kehlani asked, already off the bed and by Haley's TV. Sure, I love that movie. Sarah Jessica Parker is a total babe, right? Kehlani sits back on the bed and grabs the knife. She looks at Haley. So are we going to lobotomize this sucker or what? Haley smiles. Let's do it. Kehlani stabbed into the top of the pumpkin. She tries to stab all the way through, but it's a thick pumpkin.
Oh my god, the way you said thick was so weird.
Like, it's a thick pumpkin.
This episode has to be called Thick Pumpkin.
I don't know why I wrote that. I wrote those two words and I was like, why does this make me laugh? Thick pumpkin is like a funny pair of words. Okay, anyway.
It's a new porn term.
Thick pumpkin.
Thick pumpkin. Oh my god. It's a thick pumpkin.
Stop saying it.
I know, yeah. For the love of god.
Okay. Let me help. Haley puts her hand over Kehlani's and the two push it through together.
Stop it!
This is very, like...
What?
And they push very it penetrative.
Yeah.
Haley leaves her hand on top of Kehlani's, which doesn't go unnoticed. Haley, if you want to hold my hand, just ask. Haley snaps to and removes her hand quickly, blushing.
Flirting with the top is stressful. Yeah. I call you out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought we were going to keep moving. I really like carving pumpkins, but you know what I like more? Haley's heart started beating quickly. What? Hocus Pocus. Haley lets out a quick breath. Oh, nah, I'm kidding. You want to make out? Haley nodded and the two began to kiss, knocking the pumpkin off of the bed. The two stop, look at the pumpkin, look back at each other, and continue kissing. And then they fucked. You're welcome.
I got nervous about where that knife went in that scene.
Of course, Kirsten is like, did someone safely remove the knife?
Did I just make this the end of Killing Eve?
Right. Wow, that was great. I liked how Kehlani was like so sarcastic.
Yeah, it was great. I feel like got her voice down, yeah. Even though really? I've never, ever
I don't
listened
know.
To her do anything.
No idea what her voice is, so let me know if that
she
was
is
right
like,
or...
She is, like, pretty outspoken, so I felt like it was, like, truly two tops trying to, like, out-top each other.
But you know what? I feel like you also captured that Hayley Kiyoko is, like, an outward top or looks like one, but is an inner softie.
Mm. Sure.
She's definitely a top in my story.
Top.
She's a tip top, top, top.
Great job.
5 out of 5
pumpkins. 5 out of 5 Yankee
pumpkin.
Candles.
Yeah, I think Yankee pumpkin. Candles is better. I'm sorry.
we'll 5 out of 5 pumpkin scented Yankee candles.
Nice. Cool.
Speaking of candles, should we go into mine?
Yes, we should.
Okay, cool. This opening line is weird. I could never spend under 5 minutes in the candle aisle at Target. It was basic, I know, but every time I went in for one thing, I ended up staying until closing. And speaking of, they would be closing any minute now. I looked down the aisle and realized no one else was in sight. Shit. I sniffed one last vanilla pumpkin candle and headed for checkout.
Wait, is vanilla pumpkin a real scent?
Yeah, I have it in my kitchen if you want to check it out.
I do.
Brought to you by Vanilla Pumpkins. Use our code QUEER to get it.
I sniffed one last vanilla pumpkin candle and headed for checkout. As I walked through the store, the lights above me started turning off one by one. Shit, I thought to myself. Leave it to me to get trapped in a Target overnight. Someone's still here, I yelled at the top of my lungs to no one in particular, walking faster towards the exit, the vanilla candle still in my hand. When I reached the exit, almost every light in the building was off, except for the twinkly lights of the premature Christmas display that was already up. Hello, I yelled out. You stuck too, said a voice from behind me. I whipped around, finding myself face to face with a blonde who I couldn't quite make out in the dim lighting. She took a step forward and smiled. I'm Haley, she said. Holy shit, I thought to myself, because it wasn't just any Haley. It was lesbian Jesus Haley Kiyoko. Hi, I said. I'm... Insert your own name here, because this is your story too. Vanilla pumpkin got you in trouble, huh? She said, noticing the candle in my hand. Oh, yeah, I couldn't decide, I stuttered. I got stuck in table decor, she said, smiling. Couldn't decide between a leaf vase and a bowl of pine cones. I definitely don't need a bowl of pine cones, but here we are, she laughed. Definitely the leaf bowl, I quipped back, making eye contact with her, and as I did, trying not to notice how my heart quickened. Have you called anyone, I said. Nah, it's like a black hole for reception in here, she said. There's got to be a phone somewhere, I said back. Probably, she said, looking at me and smiling mischievously. But haven't you ever wanted to get stuck in a store overnight? She said. Secretly, it was always a fantasy of mine, and getting stuck in a store overnight with a beautiful girl made that prospect even better. I mean, I'm not in any rush to find a phone, I said, smiling. Cool, she said. Let's find a home speaker system. I'm in the mood to dance. After walking down a couple aisles, we finally reached the tech section. She plugged in her phone. Mind if I play something for you? And you can tell me what you think, she said. Sure, I said, butterflies in my stomach. With the click of a few buttons, a poppy new song flooded the speakers. Haley nodded along with it for a second before moving her hips slightly to the beat. Though I usually wasn't a dancer, I couldn't help but tap my foot along too. She noticed. You like it? She said. It's amazing, I said. Dance with me, she said confidently. Oh, no, I'm not good at it. But before I could protest, she was already taking my hand. Don't worry, she said, I'll lead. I stood there, my head dizzy with anticipation as she danced around me, moving her body to the beat before eventually moving closer to me, body rolling against me. I gulped, trying to keep it cool. You're really good, I said. I know, she smiled, stepping closer. When we were inches apart, I knew that she wanted to kiss me. The music faded out and a softer, slower song came on. She wrapped her hands around my waist. Do you mind, she said. No, I said, barely in a whisper. Getting stuck in here isn't so bad, she said, smiling. Not at all, I said. And then this part doesn't make sense with the plot because she thought the fantasy part in her head, but she didn't say it out loud and I forgot that, but just go with it. What's the rest of that store fantasy you had? She said, pushing her body closer against mine. I think it ends with something like this. I said, mustering all the courage I had and leaning into her, kissing her slowly and with purpose. Hey, she said, that's my ending too. And then they fucked in the non-fluorescent, nice mood lighting of Target. You're welcome.
So there's something about Target. It was great. No, there's something about the first person
that throws you off.
It throws me off, and it sounds like a 14-year-old, like right in their fantasy.
Simon Cowell response I've ever gotten from my fan fiction on this podcast.
This is nothing against your writing. It's just the first person thing. It just feels so much like. And then the celebrity was stuck in the store with me, kissed me. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. So I got negative candles from Amanda.
No, you got 4 out of 5 Yankee candles.
Wow. Okay. You know,
I think it's just the first person threw me off. It feels like what we've been doing is technically fan fiction, but it doesn't feel that much like fan fiction.
No, it's definitely not. And that was kind of like a YA novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the setting. I think you really crushed the Target part of it.
Wow, guys, I feel like my writing has been just ripped to shreds.
I didn't say anything bad about it. Amanda said something about it. I didn't really say anything bad about it.
Thank you.
It's more the first person aspect.
Yeah, the first person was weird because I was like,
also, like, how old is this person? Yeah. Like, who are they? What do they look like?
Yeah.
I think it's hard having, like, a stranger, but I wanted to do...
You did great with the consent. Stranger.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I always write in the consent there.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Well, yeah, guys, make Good Target job. Sexy.
Again?
I don't want to say it. Just make Target sexy. All right, let's hear.
I'm going to give that 4 out of 5 vanilla pumpkin scented Yankee candles.
If the viewers could please tweet at me your reassurance, I'll need it.
What was the thing you said earlier where, I don't think this was on the air, but... Ashley was like, we'll validate you in a second.
You did that. That's our own merch that me and Amanda wear. Okay. Mine's called Kyozi Corn Maze. Nice. And I realize this is the second Taylor Swift fanfic that I've done.
This is my second Kyoko.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, this is my first Kyoko and I fucked it up.
No, you didn't. You're fine.
She's on her period.
I really am. I'm, like, way too emotional to get any critique right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm so fragile.
Okay. Mine is called Kyozi Corn Maze. Haley did not know what to wear, a problem she literally never had, but as the queen of cool, she was finally nervous. Tonight was the night she was hanging out with Taylor again after months of not seeing her. They had had an amazing time sharing the stage on Taylor's tour, but Haley was still caught completely off guard when Taylor asked for her number after the show. She was even more shocked when she texted her a few days ago, saying that the North American leg of her tour was over and she wanted to know if Haley had time to hang out. This is going to sound nerdy, the text read, but how do you feel about corn mazes, Taylor sent, complete with a corn emoji. In favor, Haley replied. Scratch that, all in, she said, with 3 corn emojis of her own. Great, Friday, Taylor sent back. And that was that, but now it was Friday and Haley was nervous. The obvious choice of outfit would be a flannel, but was it too gay or too cozy? What would Taylor wear, and why was she so nervous? Whatever, she grabbed one of her classic flannels, a yellow and black plaid one, and drove over. It was a cornfield about an hour outside of LA, hoping to avoid getting recognized, and it was a good idea. There were only a few people there, and they were mostly young families. She quickly spotted Taylor in a black and red checkered flannel, standing alone, holding 2 hot drinks. You got the flannel memo, Haley said, trying to be as cool as she looked on the outside. Oh yeah, Taylor replied. Was surprised you sent it by carrier pigeon, but got the message nonetheless. What? Haley said back. Carrier pigeon? I'm sorry, it was a dumb joke, Taylor demurred. You'll have to excuse me. When I'm on tour, my main friends are my two cats. And let me tell you, they have weird senses of humor. Haley laughed, and she couldn't help not. Taylor was much more down to earth than she originally thought. Is one of those for me, she said, pointing at the two cups Taylor held. Oh, yes, two hot ciders, Taylor said, handing her a cup. I hope you don't mind, but I may have possibly definitely spiked them. Last one to finish the maze has to sign all the other ones' merch as them, she said, sprinting to the maze. Haley felt weird inside. Maybe it was just the cider, but she felt warm and fuzzy. She wasn't used to being around someone so wholesome and charming. She dated a lot of fuckboys, or fuckgirls, I guess. But Taylor kept looking at her and smiling, and when she looked at her, she swore things were happening in slow motion. So when they both crowded around the maze map about half an hour in, Haley could feel her heart beating out of her chest. I swear we already went past this turn, Taylor said, looking around. Hmm, what do you think, she said, looking straight into Haley's eyes. Oh, what? Haley said, bumbling because of the eye contact. Are you drunk, Taylor teased her, gently punching Haley's arm. I only put two shots in there. You must be a lightweight. I'm not, Haley responded defensively, flirtatiously hitting Taylor back. Oh, you don't want to go, Kyoko. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm like 6 inches taller than you. Wow, Haley responded. Low blow, literally. The two of them laughed until they couldn't breathe, and then they were back to where they started, staring at each other in the soft glow of Christmas lights glowing above them, getting colder by the second as they stood in the cool night. We should probably get going, Taylor pointed towards nothing in particular, clearly the nervous one now. Wait, Haley said, grabbing her hand. As Taylor turned towards her, Haley grabbed Taylor and pulled her in for a deep kiss. The two of them kissed for what felt like an eternity. When they finally broke free, Taylor whispered under her breath, Whoa, I think I need to sit down. Haha, Haley replied. Who's the lightweight now? And the two of them ambled into the night, not sure of what was next.
Ooh. I love the idea of someone being a lightweight kisser.
Yeah.
Like it like makes you drunk. That's cute. That was a 5 out of 5 Yankee candles for me.
What Same. Scent of Yankee candle?
Vanilla pumpkin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Did it feel cozy?
It was very cozy. I also like how they stayed to the corn maze till after dark. The hot chocolate.
And it was cold.
So many fall details. I really want to go to a corn maze now. Or maybe just apple picking. Or maybe
those are two very different
things. I also want to go to
corn maze is more no.
Yeah.
I'm in haunted on the other one.
I like going to haunted houses with people who are more scared than me. I don't like going and being scared.
I'm definitely that person.
So then come with us.
Yeah. Because I like
for your own entertainment.
Yeah.
Should we film it and put it on Girlship?
That's maybe.
A good idea.
Drunk lesbians
get scared. go to a we should house. Do it. Wow, that's really good.
I'll only do the Stranger Things one because I'm too afraid of other ones.
Where is that?
The Hollywood. Hollywood
Horror Nights. Because
that would be a themed one that I would be a little more interested in, but I'm such a chicken when it comes to that stuff. I actually, you know what? I had been to a corn maze before just with my friends, but I do remember a lot of those details, and it is so cozy. Mm-hmm. I want to do one of those things. Let's do one.
Okay.
Great.
Cool.
Retreat.
Drunk lesbians that's your next fanfic.
Great. Love it.
Cool.
Wait, are we doing the question of the week?
Yeah.
Yes. Like okay.
No, Amanda, you're not invited. You can't fall with us.
Did you guys see that comic of Humpty Dumpty had a great fall?
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah,
he's doing
I did
all these
see
fall
that.
Things.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Okay, the question of the week is what's the sexiest season? It's definitely between fall and winter because I think we both put a little bit of Christmas in there because you need the Christmas light is very sexy, but fall is like nice
summer
and cold.
Romance is also hot too though.
Yeah, but some of you are just sweating.
No, I get too sweaty for a summer romance. Could not do that. Do they have central air? Are we at the beach? Is there enough water? Are we hydrated?
I mean, spring is a pretty good, pretty sexy season.
What?
Is really? I think of like baby
sexy
animals.
What's about spring? I want to hear you explain.
A thin pumpkin. Squash.
Flowers blooming.
Huh. Okay.
That was brought to you by Ralph Waldo Emerson. That
was brought to you by Troy Sivan's Bloom for You.
I don't think spring. I think spring is the least sexy.
I agree with that.
What about winter?
Bikinis, oh, I guess
no,
nothing.
Winter's very sexy.
When cuffing season, but spring is sexy.
Have you guys heard about cuffing season?
Yeah. Yes, it's cuffing season now, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a term.
Cuffing
before.
Season is so stupid because it's like the worst season to actually get in a relationship because you have to buy them
all
presents.
The gifts and be with them. All the time.
But cuffing season is like, it gets cold and you want a boo, right?
Yeah. It's like you want someone to fuck.
by the fire.
Like, what?
On a bearskin rug.
We've learned from being friends with Kirsten that when we say hooking up, it means something very different. Amanda and I are like, you guys kissed?
If I say hooking up, I mean sex. If I say made out, I mean made out. If I say went down on, I mean went down on.
Oh my God.
What if you say thick pumpkin?
No, but if I say hooking up, that also means went down on.
What?
Like hooking up, it's like sex. Anything that qualifies as sex.
Okay, I think hooking up is just making out.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
Yeah, no.
To reevaluate all the stories you've told us.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're just going down on everyone. The great thick pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, okay, what is the sexiest season, though? Let me think.
I think fall. Now that I wrote the story, I'm like, oh, it's pretty sexy.
I think fall is sexy.
No presents yet, because technically fall is just... Well, because you also have Halloween, which is sexy for different reasons. And then there's lots of activity. I think there's lots
Labor
of cutesy
Day.
Activities. But I is it... Okay. That's the end of summer.
She's just like whispered, Labor Day.
They heard it. This is an audio
okay,
podcast.
Okay, wait. Here's a Oh my God. I feel like a teacher. I'm like,
really,
I'll wait.
I'm tired.
Here's a question, though. Is it the sexiest season or is it the cutest season? Because I think it's very
fall
cute.
Is
fall
cutest.
Is the cutest season.
What like is the most... sexiest, though?
Maybe it is summer.
Summer is sexiest to me. Spring is not sexy.
Memorial
Stop trying to make spring
Day.
Happen.
Memorial Day. St. Patrick's Day. Daylight savings.
Spring fall. This is the end of the podcast. See you guys next
I'm
week.
I'm crying. I'm so tired. And I'm
Okay, but if you're telling me that Easter isn't
if you guys ever fucked in a bunny costume.
Okay, sexiest season for me, summer. Coziest season / like cuddliest season, fall. And then in between, winter.
Least sexy, spring.
Yeah, least sexy, hands down, spring.
Hand jobs, spring.
I can't speak today.
What about spring break?
Oh, you're right. But that's slutty. That's not a sexy season. That's just...
Yeah, that's also not sexy.
Have you guys ever had a wild
Day.
Spring
oh,
break?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Sexiest season, fall.
What about spring?
Least sexy, summer.
Sexiest season for me, summer.
You already did yours.
Yeah, why are you doing them again?
Oh, you're so tired.
Kirsten is tired.
We gotta
wrap this up. Mine is fall mainly because of the part of the end of Imagine Me and You when they're like, it's cold. And you're like, it is. They're like, is it? And she's like, it is. It's so cute and that's all I want in my life.
And they have coffees and they're,
and
like
they're just sitting next to
each
other. Oh, that's my favorite part. It's sexy to me. I think what's sexy to us is sweet, and what's sexy to Kirsten is sexy.
All right.
See you next time.
If you want to...
Queers, fears, cheers.
If you want to support queer content, please donate to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/girlshiptv.
Slash thick pumpkin.
Follow us on @queersfic on Twitter.
On Twitter, yep.
And follow me @awkwardholland.
And I'm @KirstenLKing on Twitter and...
Kirsten Osterska. You are fading faster than daylight savings.
I'm @KirstenLKing on Instagram and KirstenKing_ on Twitter.
I'm @IDS Ashley Perez. Ashley with no E. Bye.
Bye.
Right, bye.